So today is on the hope. You know, hope anticipates, doesn't it? Hope expects things. And, you know, I've been around a few years. You could tell my hair is gray. Do you want to know the real reason my hair is gray? I dye it so people would respect me. No, but you know, in life, we've all been around a while. And sometimes people don't have hope. And when people don't have hope, they slow down, they withdraw, they back out, they get bummed out. And people just kind of close off and don't want to go farther. God in His Word has given us hope. And He's secure in the hope that He's given us. And today we're going to get into that. The worst thing in life is dying, more or less. I guess you could say that. And God has given us the victory over that. Jesus Christ is absolutely coming back. We're people that have hope. Recently, we had a change of president in the United States. And, you know, watching everybody and all that, there was a great sense of change. And another thing the new president talked about was hope. He talked about hope, and with the hope that he talked about, people weren't hopeless if they thought that in their mind. He offered people hope. He offered people change in a certain situation. And you saw that people were happy for change, and you saw also that people in the hope that he talked about wanted a hope, wanted that type of change. And you also saw that with that, with what he said, people in their minds went, gee, okay, it sucks now, but you know what? I believe what this guy is saying, and you know what? It sucks now, but it's not going to be so bad, and you know what? I can be happy even though my situation isn't, you know. So whether we voted for him or not, that's not the problem, you know. But what I'm trying to show you is that there was a man who offered people hope, what he said, and people went for it, right? And you saw that what people had joy from the hope. Now, that's the president of the United States. And he has said some things and offered people hope and promised that, and it's great. Now, but what we're talking about here is something even a lot deeper than that. We're not talking about a hope that a man has promised. We're talking about a hope that God has promised. We're talking about a hope that God has promised, and not only that, He said it's going to come to pass. Remember in Romans it said we're not going to be disappointed in our expectation, right? So it's something far greater. Even Jesus Christ is coming back, and that's tremendous. So today we're going to get into then the hope, the expectation, the looking forward that God has given to mankind over the years, and understand some more about the spiritual hope that we have as believers of Christ's return. But really, though, even in the Old Testament, God gave people hope. Way from the beginning, God gave man hope. And after we sing this song, Reverend Bob Chatton is going to come up, and he's going to handle hope from the Old Testament.